There can be one aspect. There can be one aspect to in that point, there can be one aspect. See, when try to do what other person wishes, but when it is not from the heart, but when it's not sincerely done, instead you're doing this for that person, like you're doing it for yourself, you know. So sometimes there can be point that one is not sincerely done. Maybe doing something for the other person, but still is involved with the self-cherishing thought. So that could cause unhappiness to oneself. There could be one aspect of that. It's one aspect, I think. There could be like that. Do you understand? Do you get the idea? So there can be one aspect like that. So when there's still one's helping the other person, but very deep, but way inside one's heart, the motive is here. Self-cherishing thought, the very inside heart, then you see that causes the trouble. That is you see, that one is doing this for others, but the one is not completely happy, you know, like that. Or one has to do this. Somehow it becomes obliged, or one has to do this. However, the main thing is, if there's a, you know, the self-cherishing thought, the very inside of the heart, so that can cause, it's not really enjoying. You are doing something for that person, but you're not really enjoying it. You know, that can be one aspect. Basically, I think even cherish. Basically, generally speaking, when one cherishes the other person, you know, when one cherishes, I think that brings happiness. You know, that's you know, source of when psychologically, or when the attitude is, when it's kind of a sincere like this, I think that gives the enjoyment, or satisfaction, or happiness. I think even the work is hard, you know, to what you're doing to that person. Even it's a hard thing, but because your mind cherishes that person, so I think there's that gives enjoyment. Something else? I think sometimes sometimes we have to satisfy, one can do many other, one can do many other, you see. You see, there's so many opportunities. One's own mind has much potential. I mean, all the potentials. But I think there's so many things what you can do. But we try, one try what one can. This according to this present capacity of mind, the knowledge or the understanding or the capacity what we have, according to present capacity, that must be developed. So then, whatever we are able to, if it is small benefit we are able to offer to others, I think the important thing is to feel happiness, to rejoice, to rejoice that I have this opportunity to serve, even this small benefit. Having the opportunity, that I'm able to do, so to rejoice, to satisfy, this thing, this is good, even this much I'm able to do, I'm able to offer service, benefit, happiness towards others, how fortunate I am. And because this is the purpose of my life, so even this small service that I'm able to do, so one should appreciate to oneself that say able to do that, and also the other sentient beings giving opportunity to you to do the service. You see, other sentient beings is giving you opportunity. You to fulfill the meaning of life. What is sick person? Whether this person is old person or sick person or dying person or who has a lot of problems or whatever. Whether it's a baby, whatever. I think the most important thing is, as I mentioned last night, I think what makes life rich and what makes life worthwhile is the whole thing is to do with the motivation. So, as I mentioned so far, however, it's about cherishing. Once our lives for this, so even to offer small comfort to this person, that is the purpose of my life. Even to offer small comfort, that is the purpose of my life. So you feel happiness of having this opportunity, and also this sentient being is giving you opportunity helping this sentient being is helping you giving the opportunity to do service, you to do service to that person that makes your life meaningful, and also that sentient being is helping you to practice Dharma. to practice bodhicitta, to practice bodhisattva's deeds, the parameters, charity, morality, patience, perseverance, so forth, is a concentration. So when you do the service, also need concentration. mindfulness in that. And including motivation and so forth, including their work motivation. It does need, you see, concentration. So then, if one can, then there's also wisdom, emptiness. So, however, so the other sentence being, you see, so with the with this attitude, you know, thought of benefiting others with this positive mind, you know, the thought of bodhicitta, the your work. that you're doing, that you're doing. You see, it becomes part of the enlightenment. That itself becomes part of the enlightenment. You see. So as I mentioned last night, I gave the example of the Asanga, you see, by sacrificing himself for that one living being, by feeling unbearable compassion, you see, only then he saw he able to see Mithaya Buddha, because that action purifies so much, so unbelievable, unconceivable karma obscurations and accumulated unconceivable merit in that time. Even though during retreat, you know, of course, purify accumulated merit by doing retreat, of course, but it's not enough. So now, you see, not generate that much unbearable compassion during the retreat didn't get done. You see, during retreat, even though during retreat accumulated may purify, you know, personal virtue, dharma, but you see, not like, didn't happen like the time when he saw the wounded dog, you see. So, then, only then, the, by having purified someone with karma, by that unbearable compassion, sacrificing himself for that living being, you know. So then, because purified need karma, the obscurations that obscures the mind to see Mithaya Buddha, you see, to see the Buddha as a Buddha, you know. So purify the obscuration so that now able to see Buddha, you see, Mithaya Buddha in the aspect of Buddha, you see, not wounded dog. So that appearance is stopped, you see. So like this. So that that so Asanga immediately grabbed Mithaya Buddha, you know, draped on Mithaya Buddha's shoulder, and asked why it took so long time, you know, that why I didn't see you earlier. He, Asanga, so liberty screamed, you know, to Mithaya Buddha. So Mithaya Buddha said that I was always in the hermitage, you know, in the meditation room, hermitage, but you didn't see me. So Mithaya Buddha showed his robes that where Asanga's feet, you know. So the marks where Asanga's feet in his hermitage, you see, his feet. So the so Mithaya Buddha showed the marks, you know, on the robe where Asanga's feet is. So speed. Then Mithaya Buddha asked, what you want? Asanga said that, I want teachings. Then Mithaya Buddha took Asanga in the in Dusita, in the pure realm. Amitabha is pure realm to Siddha. Then I think daytime, you know, one morning gave the Abhisama Alankarika teaching. That contains the whole explanation of the whole path to enlightenment very extensively. Very extensive explanation. So one morning of this is the pure realm, daytime, according to daytime. But it 50 human years, according to human time, then 50 years. Then Asanga came down and then spread this teaching that he received from Maitreya Buddha, Avasamala Karaka. There are five Maitreya Buddhas five divisions of teaching taught by Maitreya. So Asanga made a commentary, Maitreya Buddha's teaching called Chamchu Denga. And then Asanga wrote five commentaries called Sadenga. So then this, such as the text, the Abhisamana Karika, Maitreya Buddha taught Asanga, see. Now, so since from that time, then this has been, memorized, and many pandits and from India, so forth, and also high lamas from, say, high Tibetan lama, wrote many commentaries on the text. So from that time until now, especially these monasteries, the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, monasteries established by Lama Tsongkhapa's direct disciple or the disciples of disciples. So the greatest university to learn see the whole the philosophy. So the whole path of enlightenment, all the teachings taught by Buddha, Sara, Gaten, Degun, these three main college. It's like the largest university of learning the whole entire Dharma, especially the Sutra. So then all the branches of those monasteries, this is in the round, you see, in the Lhasa. Then there are large, very large monasteries also, lower place of Tibet, Amdo. However, there are many monasteries, the branches of this Saragat and Debung monasteries. So until now, so this scripture that Asanga received, the teachings Asanga received from Maitreya Buddha, so you see, have been practicing, have been studying very extensively, you know, from, you see, it has been continued, and it has been practiced. So essence is the Lamrim, the gradual path to enlightenment. So far, it has been studied extensively, and you see, the issue, say, the teaching has not been degenerated. It has been preserving by the great scholar practitioners, the Tibetan lamas, and that. So from this teaching that Asanga received from Maitreya Buddha, you see, there has been numberless meditators, you know, actualized part, renunciation, say, good devotion, renunciation of samsara. Bodhicitta, the wisdom, bodhicitta, renunciation of samsara, that which makes, so that which causes to achieve, and that which causes one to achieve liberation, ultimate, you see, liberation from the whole entire suffering causes. And bodhicitta, that which makes oneself to achieve enlightenment, the wisdom realizing emptiness, that which makes practitioner oneself to cut the root of the whole entire suffering causes, the root of the whole entire samsara. So, on the basis of these three realizations, then is actualized particular the tantra path, and generation state, completion state, that which makes to achieve enlightenment within one life, within few years, without taking much time, within 7 lifetimes, within 3 lifetimes, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So there have been many meditators who, you see, studied these things, practiced the path, that is contained in these scriptures. Then the condensed ones, the Lamrim, the gradual path to enlightenment. So there have been numbers. Even nowadays, you see, Dharamsala, those monasteries, many different places. There, you see, those Saragat and Devung, those large monasteries. There are geshes and lama. Incarnate lamas, geshes, and many other places. There have happening many who have actualized even the very high part tantra, the mahamantra tantra, who actualized this generation state, completion state. And there are many who actualized the three basic path, you know, who actualized bodhicitta, you know, realized emptiness. So there are many happening even nowadays that, you see, that are having incredible fortune, say, there has been happening many, and nowadays, including Australia, many Western countries where have been dark without light of the Dharma, where it's been dark for many hundreds of years in the past. So nowadays that so many of us, you see, many thousands of us Western people having opportunity to study these incredible precious teachings, these scriptures, and then particular the Lamrim, the graduate path enlightenment, that able to make life so meaningful that every day one can make one's own life after having met Lam Rim teaching that you can make your life closer to enlightenment, closer to liberation, that you can make every day you can make preparation, say, you can say, closer to the end of the samsara. Every day you can bring yourself closer to the end of the samsara. You see, and the cessation of the whole entire suffering cause. So, to that end, you see, one is able to bring through these practices, you see, even by doing direct meditation on the short teaching, you know, the rest part of enlightenment, even one page or even half page. However, going over the prayer, the meditation prayer, which contains all the essence of path, that one by living, you know, in that 1 minute or 2 minute or whatever, by reading the prayer once, that leaves imprint of the whole path of enlightenment, that met yourself closer to the end of the samsara, you see, the whole cessation of the whole entire suffering causes. However, closer to enlightenment, closer, you become closer to bring all sentient beings to the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. So, however, that so all this, you see, all this benefit is came from, you see, the you know, Maitreya Buddha gave teachings to Asanga, this, you know, Abhisamana, Karika, so forth, these five divisions of Maitreya Buddha's teachings Buddha gave to Asanga. So that is basically came from Asanga, you see, sacrificed himself to this, to you know, to one living being, the wounded dog that he saw, you see, generated unbearable compassion. So all these benefits, up to now, all these incredible benefits that we receive in everyday life from these teachings, and those who are experiencing path to enlightenment. Common path, this three basic path, in particular the tantra. So all this, you see, benefit of asangas, you know, the generating unbearable compassion to the passing this wounded dog. So everything, see, came from there, see. So however, So whatever capacity one has, you know, whatever capacity we have, understanding, the capacity that we have, understand Dharma, capacity that we have to do service for others. So one do whatever one can. So even though there are many things, even though there are many other opportunities or other many other great benefit one, you see, they're to do. But however, even the small benefit that we're able to offer, we should realize that you know, that we should satisfy. We should satisfy. Even this, you know, even I'm able to benefit of a sentient being even this much, how fortunate I am, you know, is how fantastic, it is. You see, even this much that I'm able to benefit others. I mean, there are so many things you can be enlightened and you see, achieve all the realizations and cease all the mistakes of mind, all the obscurations. There are so many things, you know, that one, see, there to do. But however, you see, even this much that I'm able to do, you see, if it is small, if it is a small thing, that one try to satisfy that, or even this much I'm able to do, say, benefit others, how wonderful it is. You see, rejoice, how wonderful it is. So that brings happiness. That brings happiness with our heart. You see, instead of depression, so instead of depression, hopeless, so forth, it brings joy, happiness, like that. Then also, the descendant being is giving me the opportunity to do service. In other words, to practice Dharma, giving opportunity to me to practice Dharma, to practice Bodhicitta. You see, Bodhisattva's conduct. So, with this attitude, you see, thought of benefiting others, with this good heart, then the service what one is doing, it becomes path to, you see, happiness, path to enlightenment. So then, path to happiness, you see, it's become part of purification, part of accumulating merit, you know, part of enlightenment. So therefore, one can appreciate, one can feel the kindness. So one can think, you see, that person is so kind, that sentient being is so precious, that sentient being is so precious, you know, so kind to me, giving me opportunity to do service. So if it's an old person that you are working for, if it's an old person, or say old folks home, or old person that one is doing the work, you see, looking after, cleaning, whatever. So one can think like this. What is baby? What is old man? Or what is baby? Small baby. It is sent. It is sentient being. So same thing. That however, in one's own life. One's own, whatever style of life that you are in, that, you see, during this time, at the present. So you see, whatever you see, style of life that one has at the present. However, try to make that beneficial. The main point is to make that in the present lifestyle that one has, to make that most beneficial as possible for other sentient beings. what it is for one person, or what it is for many sentient beings. That is the main point. You see, whatever life, whatever different lifestyle that one has, you know, different, say, circumstances, whatever one is having at this time, the main aim is that to make it most beneficial for you know most beneficial for others. So again the whole thing depends on the attitude. You see what makes life the how much meaningful or how much beneficial for others in them. So whole thing depends on, as I mentioned last night, the whole thing depends on you see, how stronger the what one has good heart or not in the total. You see. Attitude, this good heart. You see, at least you're thinking of one's own meaning of life and the responsibility. However, I think developing compassion, loving kindness, they taught, to benefit others, to develop that, I think that is so essential. So that, it seems that is the answer for everything. That solves all the problems. Even you one wishes to be free from samsara, you achieve from that. That happens very quickly, because if one practices bodhicitta, sacrificing, dedicating oneself for others, more one practices bodhicitta, more one dedicated for others, more merit one accumulate. So, more merit one accumulate, then it's easier to realize emptiness. Then that means quicker to cut the root of samsara. quicker to cut the root of the samsara, you know, the root of the whole entire suffering causes, the ignorance, not knowing ultimate nature of the I. So, Tara, there's a verse that Tara mentioned. Tara advised to one Lama, Rongdo Lama Rinpoche, one Sera Lama, who often said Tara. Tara advised this Lama that by practicing bodhicitta, the taking other sentiment sufferings on oneself, and then giving one's own happiness, marriage, body, so forth, towards other sentiments. So practicing this bodhicitta accumulates extensive, marriage. So then that makes coolly to realize emptiness. So you see, from the good heart you get success, you know, to achieve liberation, to be free from samsara, from the whole entire suffering causes. So, seems that is the answer for everything. For example, even for a practitioner or Dharma practitioner, if one does not practice good heart, you see, bodhicitta, then that it is said in the teachings of Gadambas, teachings of the great mentor, those are hidden.